This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, helping you farmers with lubrication domination. I'll have today's stories coming right up. I love being out of the field. I mean, literally in the field. On farms and ranches, that's where we are the happiest, I must say. And in this job, well, increasingly, in recent years, I've been out on more farms and ranches than ever, visiting with growers of big operations and small ones producing all kinds of crops, and I hear from all of you about the increasing pressure to find efficiencies in your business wherever and whenever you can. And the folks at Mystic want you to know they can help you do that by extending the life of your equipment and avoiding costly breakdowns. With their products like JT8 Super Heavy Duty Engine Oils, Mystic JT6 Grease, I have several tubes of that around at our place, Mystic JT5 Universal Transhydraulic Fluid, they're all members of the Mystic Legendary Family of Lubes, specially formulated to stand up to the relentless pressures of heavy use in extreme conditions, and maybe take some of the pressures off your shoulders, producers, whenever possible. Yep. It's lubrication domination. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to their website, mysticlubes.com. Yes, it's spelled M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. As we start this week hearing about the fires going on in the West, most of our region has little or no threat for outside fires at the moment. Much of Colorado has a high fire threat rating, and the panhandle of Nebraska, as well as a big chunk of central Ohio, western Michigan, and the UP of Michigan, have a moderate threat of fires. But a wide expanse of what we call the Corn Belt of the U.S. has a low threat or no threat right now. From this week in agribusiness, the grain trade is anticipating that supply-demand reports coming up Thursday. They believe there could be a revision of the corn yield being assumed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, that the USDA, given these weekly crop ratings we've seen, could add a bushel or two to the corn yield. Soybeans, well, they think that will be left unchanged too early in the game to be adjusting the soybean yield number. Those of us old enough to remember might have had a flashback or two with all of that hype surrounding last night's daring motorcycle jumps in Vegas by Travis Pastrana. He nailed them. He pulled off all three of the stunts that daredevil Evel Knievel staged decades ago. But Travis is no Knievel. Evel Knievel had the marketing savvy and the personality. We young boys were captivated by him. Many of us in our own ways on bikes and trikes and motorbikes talked of imitating him. But here's something you may not have known. Evel Knievel was a proponent of motorcycle helmet safety. He constantly encouraged his fans to wear their helmets. He credited that Bell Star helmet he was wearing for saving his life after he fell off the motorcycle and hit his head on the ground at that jump at Caesar's Palace. In 1987, he supported a mandatory helmet bill in California, and when he testified, Knievel was introduced as the best walking commercial for a helmet law. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by the folks at Mystic Lubricants, helping you producers with lubrication domination. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.